Welcome to Edge 360. Today, we're visiting with Dan Forbes, Director of Business Development for Comstor. Thanks for joining us today, Dan. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Great. So we've been doing a series of posts and podcasts with experts across Comstor and then some guests about 2017. And we've been asking them to kind of give us a look ahead. We're still in January. So what are your projections for 2017? Do you see anything that you want to share with folks for the VAR market?
There's a number of things that I find really interesting as we head now into the next calendar year and certainly into our own fiscal year. For me, the thing that resonates the most is this concept of refresh. And I know that can sound a little self-serving because we are in the business of you know, selling hardware and services and software, but so are the folks that we partner with every day. So our VAR partners are absolutely in that business as well. And this idea of refresh is streaming from the vendor community, and it's kind of focused in a couple of areas. The first is this concept of digital ready, and since we are in Comstor, a primary distributor for Cisco, digital ready is a campaign that they have, but it resonates with me quite a bit simply because of all the things that I do through the course of my day that involve interfacing with companies that have made that journey into a digital environment. And, you know, think of all the apps on your phone and all of the ways that you know, do your banking or communicate with people are all driven out of that kind of digital ready environment. And the concept around refresh obviously is making sure that the network is ready and capable for that type of movement towards a more digital based economy. So yeah. I really like that concept. You know, for all of us, it serves a couple of purposes. Obviously, it helps us build a funnel for the businesses that we've built to go to market. But the other thing it does is it really lays the foundation for, I think, other types of conversations. So if you're helping a end user get to a point where they can start to develop and expand and extend their network beyond what it is today into that digital space, you can then start to have these other conversations that blossom into other opportunities. So I really like that idea of refresh around digital ready.
Okay, great.
The other areas,
you mentioned yeah, there were several.
The other area that I like the refresh conversation around is, of course, security. And I think the security space is going to continue to be incredibly popular as we move through the next calendar year and beyond, right? The risks that companies are facing are growing. It seems every day there's different information around hacking and other types of inherent security risks. But as you start talking about things like digital ready, or you start talking around concepts like IoT, where you're connecting things that have never before been connected, that security conversation is really, you know, fundamental to moving information into more of a public domain. So the security conversation tied to that refresh is, I think, an incredibly not only a popular conversation, but I think that it will bear fruit for our partners. I think that there's a lot of opportunity around a security message and really understanding what that marketplace looks like. And there's not a lot of partners that do it extremely well today. It's been an area where a few have flourished and done really well. So I think that the opportunity for partners to still drive market share and drive meaningful growth still exists in security because there are so few partners that have really been able to put a foothold in that space.
Great. Okay, yeah, security is huge, as we all know. And then, of course, Comstor has the CSI initiative or the, you know, security initiative, which is very, very helpful, and I presume that your teams, you know, help talk to that as well, just the whole ring of security, et cetera.
Yeah, correct. So that's an incredibly important program for us because it does help a traditional Cisco partner quickly grasp some of the concepts around security. and put them into meaningful conversation, because it's not about taking a box and putting that in the network. It's really around building a strategy and then unfolding that strategy using not only technology but also process and people and all of those things that make up an entire kind of security defense strategy. So
right.
there's a number of things that we bring to market to really help drive that area.
That's great, great. Okay. So, you know, we talked briefly ahead of the call. You mentioned digital ready, security. What other things are you really hearing out there? Like when you mentioned that your teams are the folks who are out there customer facing, what are their customers talking about? What are the pain points that they're talking about these days?
Well, there's a couple of pain points. And the first is the concept of cloud. And I bring it up as a pain point because I think the hype that was around cloud 2 years ago catapulted a number of companies sort of into that space trying to make some money and see what they could get. And the market kind of wasn't ready, or it wasn't ready with the message that people were prompting prompting them to deliver. So cloud has been a pain point, but I think we're going to see cloud emerge rapidly over the next couple of years, really as kind of this underpinning for that digital ready network, right? So as you can imagine, if you're going to have data available to a number of people through a number of devices, through any connected environment, that data really has to reside somewhere that is easily accessible. And obviously the cloud makes perfect sense there. So I think it's been a pain point. I also think there's been some realizations there that it's an integral element to some of the things that need to happen as we progress into this next era of technology. So that's kind of a pain point. I think another pain point that we're seeing in the marketplace right now is around investment. And, you know, in general, we have a fairly mature VAR market here in the United States. And the owners and the executives of these companies have been through a number of iterations of technology, right? And some of them start back in the earliest days, and they've weathered things like mainframes down to distributed, now back to consolidated and data center driven. And they've seen a number of these changes, and they've adapted and morphed the companies into companies that could take advantage of them. You know, here we are, we're kind of on the precipice of yet another technology change, and cloud is kind of a driver of that, and this digital environment is a driver of that, and hyper secure. I think there's a lot of organizations that are wondering if they're ready to make that kind of investment that's needed to go and do it. And they're challenged to determine, because of the maturity of the organizations, they're challenged to really, you know, go through it again, right? You know, are they ready as owners not only to invest their money, but then invest their time and their energy into another transformation? I think that's a big pain point for a lot of folks right now. And I think it's why we're seeing a lot of consolidation in the marketplace as some of these traditional VAR owners are simply saying, I've done what I wanted to do. There's capital for me to pull out of my company. I'm not invested as I was when I was, you know, 40 or 30 or 20. So I'm going to take this opportunity to let someone else go ahead and drive some of these changes. So I think that's a real pain point that we see and that we hear in conversations with our partners.
Great. Okay, good. So knowing all of the things that you've shared with us so far, what should a VAR invest in for 2017 to ensure its sales teams are as effective as they need to be?
You know, that's a tough one. And it's a tough one for me because I'm not the one writing the check. But, you know, from my perspective, there's a couple of things that I think are really critically important. And the first is, you know, building that foundation for success. And that foundation for success, I think, really needs to be layered in whatever market they're going into and driving, is understanding all of the components of that market. So to give you an example, you know, if I'm betting my company's future on helping companies become digital ready, my investments, if it was my money, would be around software development, making sure that I had capability and resource to tie in systems that need to be tied in, and also to create interfaces that are usable in that environment. And also security, of course. And for me, really, security is kind of inherent in everything, but it can't be a passive approach to security. So I think if companies are going to have conversations around taking data to the ultimate consumer, then that conversation has to be anchored with a secure message, and security has to be inherent through every step of that. And if there's not a clear understanding and articulation of how to drive, you know, the most secure kind of environment that can be driven, I think that's a miss. So I guess it would come down to me, you know, having software people that know how to build what needs to be built, and then having security people that know how to secure everything that goes into building that software.
Mm-hmm. Great. One thing that I've heard a lot about from David and other folks, and I hope you don't mind me just throwing something in here on the sly, but it's about dynamic value partnerships. Do you guys talk about that with your customers, the VAR customers that you talk with? How do you work with them, and what do you suggest to them when you're talking about dynamic value partnership?
Yeah, we absolutely do. And dynamic value partnerships, I think, are becoming, I'll say, more important, but there's still some skepticism. And the reality of our current, you know, technological state is it's very hard to have expertise across every single architecture, across every single nuance of technology. And I think we're seeing companies start to put some focus and energy in certain areas and start to relinquish some of those things that they might have hung on to in the past. And I mean, so if I'm kind of focused on collaboration, I'm going to go all in on collaboration, and I'm maybe not going to put some focus in data center, and vice versa. So what becomes, I think, critically important, though, in a world where there's more focus, is being able to find partners that, you know, kind of share the same go-to-market morality, if you will, that you can partner with and deliver a solution that is ultimately what the end user is looking for, that has all of the pieces of that puzzle, and doing so, you know, at a cost that that kind of makes sense for them. So that concept of dynamic value partners, that concept for me just resonates so well, and I've used this analogy a number of times, but, you know, I'll say to people, I don't have a plumber that sits in my kitchen and waits for a pipe to break, because it would be extremely expensive to do that. So when I need a plumber, I engage with, you know, someone that has that expertise. They come and they perform the work that I need them to do, and when they're done, I no longer employ their services. And that's the kind of dynamic value partnership that we've become used to our entire lives as consumers. I think the same applies in that VAR space, where if I need someone that has a skill set around a certain area, why not take advantage of everything that they've built that's best in practice and use them when I need them, and then cease that relationship when I don't need them, instead of taking all of that capital and trying to build it myself, and then realizing that now I have to utilize it. And I think we've had some partners that have gotten into that instance where they said, well, I'm going to build it. And then suddenly it becomes this burden that they have to carry, rather than something that they're leveraging as a real go-to-market differentiator. And then, you know, ultimately things change and directions change and business units take hits, and, you know, some go away and others grow, and you get into that environment. So that's why I think that dynamic value partnership message is a good one. I think the market still has to take a bit of time to get there, because there's still a lot of that mindset that that's what I do, so I'm going to build it and I'm going to deliver that. I think if people still want to own stuff, and they're a little afraid still to kind of open up the doors and say, I'm going to focus here, I want you to focus there, and let's go to market together and expand together.
Yeah, great. I love the plumber analogy. That's perfect. That is just, that's exactly right. Like, either I have to go out and learn to be a plumber, or I have to realize that there are some experts out there and just tap into that expertise when I need it. Last question. What should VARs and ComStore partners be prepared for to be successful in 2017?
Yeah, well, this is going to sound a little contrived because you hear this all the time, but, you know, it's... things are going to get thrown at us through this year that we weren't expecting, and I'm sure that I'm sure there's going to be a lot of consolidation that happens through this year. I suspect we'll see it in the vendor space. We will for sure see it in the in that VAR partner space. We saw a lot of it last year in the distribution space. I can't imagine that's not going to continue. And you know, and with that, that just means being adaptable and being ready for change. And I think, you know, the way to do that is to really understand and own the processes within our own organizations. So, you know, when you're faced with kind of, I wouldn't say an uncertain time, because I don't think anything's uncertain. I think the economy is fairly robust. I think the technology message right now is probably greater than it's been in a number of years. There's great reasons to go and talk to a partner. All of the fundamentals are there, but the biggest thing is that if the foundation of the organization isn't built on a kind of an operational methodology, that makes it hard when changes happen. So, you know, if you understand what your company's capable of doing and understand all the inputs and outputs, that makes change much, much easier when it does happen. So I'd say just be ready that, you know, tomorrow things might be different than they are today.
Great, great. Hey, Dan, thank you so much. This was great. Dan Forbes, Director of Business Development for ComStore. Thanks for joining Edge 360 today.
Thank you very much.